This is JIS News. Coming up, more Jamaicans to access titles under LAMP. NWC continues KMA Water Supply Improvement Program and JADCO signs agreement with Canadian counterpart. Stay with us, the news in detail after this message.
Bag up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is...
Let us all do our part to help keep Jamaica clean and beautiful. Cleaner is healthier. If you have or see uncollected garbage, call the NSWMA at 1-888-253-2652 or 448-3220.
The Development Bank of Jamaica will this month begin payment for the first tranche of a $90 million grant earmarked to assist needy applicants under the Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP. The first tranche of $16 million will be disbursed by the end of June and is expected to facilitate the delivery of 650 titles during the July to August period. The second tranche of $37 million will be paid out by the end of August and will see to the delivery of 675 titles from November to December.
While the third tranche, also of $37 million in December, will facilitate the delivery of yet another 675 titles between March and April 2015. This would help beneficiaries who have applied to LAMP and have made some payments towards their application but are unable to make the remainder of their payments to complete the process. This funding will help to facilitate the increased delivery of titles under the program.
Minister of Land, Water, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill. He was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. The National Water Commission, the NWC, is to spend $2 billion to rehabilitate and improve 26 facilities as part of the Kingston Metropolitan Area Water Supply Improvement Program. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says the Inter-American Development Bank, the IDB-funded project, will benefit communities in Kingston and St. Andrew.
Under this IDB-funded KMA Water Supply Improvement Program, water supply facilities in the corporate area that are inefficient and are unable to meet growing demand will be rehabilitated and improved. All constituencies in Kingston and St. Andrew will benefit. Another big project underway.
The Water Supply Improvement Project is in keeping with the NWC's targets and the nation's Vision 2030 National Development Goals. The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, has signed an agreement with the Canadian Centre for Ethics in Sports, CCES, which will see JADCO receiving guidance and technical support in its operations over the next 15 months. Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown, says the contract is expected to assist JADCO with meeting the New World Anti-Doping Agency's WADA standards, which come into effect in 2015.
The CCS will be offering us guidance as it relates to different areas. One of the things is to ensure that we are fully ready to implement the 2015 code come the 1st of January, and also to ensure that we are code compliant, not just for the implementation, but that we're code compliant come 2015 when the code does change.
Mr. Brown was speaking in an interview with GIS News. He adds that a key feature of the agreement will be the training and mentoring of JADCO staff in the areas of capacity building, personnel and results management. CCES is Canada's independent and non-profit organization with over 20 years' experience in implementing that country's anti-doping and sport ethics program. The JADCO CCES agreement will end in August 2015. And Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson says wage negotiations between the government and public sector health workers must be done against the background of Jamaica's obligations to the International Monetary Fund, the IMF. Addressing delegates at the recent annual general meeting of the Public Health Nurses Special Interest Group, Dr. Ferguson said Jamaica has certain obligations to the IMF under the four-year extended fund facility that must be satisfied. He's assuring that steps are being taken to improve working conditions for staff in the public health sector, adding that construction and refurbishing of health centers is ongoing. The health minister says every request from health workers will be considered, dialogue will be ongoing, and parties will be kept informed at all stages of the negotiations. That was the JIS News. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.